Hi, this is a dictation for patient Angela Alston, A-N-G-E-L-A-A-L-S-T-O-N. Date of service is 5-10-2022. Date of birth is 5-22-1966. The patient presents with a complaint of pain in the neck and the right and the left shoulder, as well as lower back to the tune of 9 on a scale of 1 to 10. These pains vary from 8 to 9 most of the time, and also associated with numbness and tingling of both the hands and fingers. ADLs are affected 9, and only 20% relief has been obtained so far with the current treatment. The patient was seeing American Medical Center where the clinic got closed and she has not had any treatment for several months, and there has been interruption. Medical records could not be obtained also. The areas that are reported affected are as follows. The mood is affected 9. General activity, work, relationship with other people are affected 8. Sleep is affected 10. Enjoyment of life is 9. Walking ability is 7. The system review reveals that the patient is suffering from headaches along with the vision disturbance, difficulty sleeping, fatigue, weakness, lack of focus, lack of concentration, anxiety. But patient denies any double vision, spots in the vision, memory loss, or any loss of balance. In the pain and numbness, patient has a pain in the neck and lower back, along with stiffness, pain in the left shoulder, along with stiffness, numbness, and tingling of all the fingers, and mild difficulty walking. In the GI, patient has no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem in the bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stool, or tough swallowing. In the DU, patient has no incontinence, the urine, sensory pain, or urination, blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, but patient suffers from coughing and shortness of breath. The patient wants to be referred to the physical therapy, and her symptoms have been worsening. She reports that in the last 30 days, patient has been achieving less sleep. No other surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss changes are reported in the last 30 days. No other trauma. Current pain medication is Norco. And the patient has taken for a long time for her pain relief. Substance abuse, non-compliance history. The patient has reported full compliance with the pain medication regimen. Physical examination, blood pressure is 173 over 111, pulse is 101, pulse ox is 100. The patient's physical examination remained the same from previous visit, 47-2022, dictation number 0407-074. Along with the diagnosis code, plan of care is to continue the following medication, which is naproxen 500 twice a day for anti-inflammatory, Elavil 50 mg at night for sleep, gabapentin 600 mg twice a day for helping in the tingling and numbness and radiculopathy and nerve pain, melatonin 10 mg at night for sleep. For pain relief, I provide a Tylenol with codeine number 4 daily, one pill daily, 30 tablets. We are bringing her down from the narcos. We have informed her that it's not possible to continue for rest of her life. She's been referred to an outpatient physical therapy and for a multi-level disc herniation. Or even a home care could be utilized because the patient does have a loss of balance and she is fragile and has a difficult time mobilizing. Plus, she lives quite far away. Thank you. Plus, we have ordered the new urine test as well as the visit will be in 30 days' time. Thank you.